In the last year, we mentioned the four melachos d'oraisa that the Torah describes in Parshas Bahar: Sochel Osizra, the Isra of sowing on Shemitah, Kamechal Otizmar, the Isra of pruning, and then two other Isurim in the Torah of Ketzira and Betzira. We noted that the Mishnah actually already describes this at some length, but the Tanoim have a machlokes on the pasuk of Bechorish Rakos Tishbos, which is the third pasuk quoted over here on the first page. Sheish Hashem and Talog Vayom Hashvi Tishbos Bechorish Rakos Tishbos. The Nikud is incorrect over here. Everything which is a shin is a sin, and vice versa. But Sheish Hashem and Talog could either refer to Shabbos, 6 days, Yom HaShvi is Shabbos. And then the question is, why would the Pasuk accentuate two Isurim, two prohibitions, namely Chavisha and Ketzira, plowing and harvesting, when there are 37 other Malachas that are also Asur? So because of that, this became the subject of a big Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. How to interpret this Pasuk? Is it referring to Shabbos? And there's a reason why Chavisha and Ketzira are mentioned. Or is it referring to Shemitah? And this is the subject of the Machlokes Tanoim. Today I want to add to that which we spoke about. We also discussed a few other Isurim. And the question is whether those Isurim are Min HaTorah or not Min HaTorah. There are many Isurim that Rabbanan mentioned in the Gemara Ma'akon that men based on the base given on the Alpha listed in the second paragraph of Shnayas and Shriyas, he mentioned a number of them. Let's say a Tolbe Zriya would be Avracha, Harkava, grafting, or bending the vines, interlocking them. The Tolbe of Zmira, a pruning, would be Gizum, Zul, Zivu, a whole slew of such Melachos D'Avonan. And then a Tolbe of Chavisha would be Sikul Avanim, or for that matter, Nikush, Kisuach. In general, we have the principle which we're going to talk about separately. The Gemara says a few places in Shas. Now, the Zohar and Ma'akot, the Gemara points out what's permissible when we speak about melachas that are asur milavona. Let's say hashkoya, irrigating the field, or kisuach, mowing the grass, or zivul, fertilizing. So you're allowed to do these melachos if the interest is what's called leukme. You want to maintain the present status quo. That you're allowed to do. You can't do anything which will be enhancing of the growth of the item, but you can do items that are going to maintain the status quo. So that's why what people do is regarding hashkoya, regarding irrigating or watering their gardens. So they'll do so on a less frequent kind of basis. Or for that matter, kisuach is permissible as well, because kisuach, mowing the lawn, is a kind of, I guess you call it, a kind of tzitzpurit, a kind of haircutting that takes place, and that's permissible. And fertilizing also, people use slow-release fertilizers, all types of different approaches that are going to be utilized in the course of the Shemitah year. So this time we spoke about a chazanish regarding the tia. What's the status of the tia? So we mentioned that's the subject of a big machlokes, whether the tia is also in the Torah, and the argument is, and this is what the Rashi Mishas, who writes the Perush on Zroim. So he says a Kal V'chomer from Zmira. If Zmira, which is only pruning, designed to enhance the growth, not enhance the growth, but basically that's what they're doing. When you remove excess foliage, you're enhancing the growth. So that's Asur Min HaTorah. So that's Asur Min HaTorah, Kal V'chomer, to plant. If you're going to plant something, plant the tree, that certainly should be Asur Min HaTorah, because you're being Matzmiach Ve'etz Mitchiloso. You're causing the tree to grow from the very outset. So that should be us. So that's what the Rashi Mishnah claims. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the Isur of the Tia is only an Isur of the Rabbana. Only rabbinically prohibited. And you get Makas Maris with the Rabbana. You're not going to get Malkus with the Torah. And this issue is the subject of a discussion in the Chazanish, where the Chazanish writes the following. He said, based on the Gemara Gittin, from Gittin on the basis, clear the Tia is Min HaTorah. planting something is also midaraisa, and undoubtedly the tia would be subsumed under zmira, under zimur. However, he writes the following: the efsha, the habi bichlal in mazir and adin. This kavul chomer that cited by the Rash, so we have a principle in Shas that you're not going to punish and nomshim and adin and mazir and adin, and therefore he said that having given malchus, the isur is daraisa, but malchus daraisa cannot possibly be given because the derivation is from the kavul chomer. We have that principle that. Most Akronim I mentioned in the Chassinot, the Pasach Shulchan, the Agbetal, assume that the Tia is Aser Midarais, it's Aser Midarais. So today I want to continue, and you have in front of you in the first page, I want to discuss one of the most fundamental issues, which is whether the Isa Shvius is Chal on the person or is Chal on the land. Now, as we mentioned already a few times, if you look at the Pesukim above, it seems both are correct. Because the Torah, on the one hand, speaks about prohibitions that devolve upon the individual, namely, not to be zorea, not to sow, not to seed, not to prune, not to harvest. And the same applies to anovim, betira. So that would seem to be a focus on the individual. On the other hand, the Torah many times says, Shabbos shabbosom yil haaretz, Shabbos Hashem. And the Torah again speaks about constantly, sounds like the issue that we're talking about is chal on the land. So take a look at the Ibn Ezra that we have in front of you. Ibn Ezra has a striking comment. Mitzvah al Yisraeli, shelo yazo ger lizroa shnas haShabbos, kasher lo nazden lasas malacha b'Shabbos kilu b'shusaynu. The question is he talking about a ger, tzedek? A ger who essentially is a Jew, the Chaladeus, or is he talking about lav dafka a ger? It could be a ger tosha, it could be someone who accepted upon himself Shem Mitzvah Menach, it could be someone essentially who's still a non-Jew, still a goy, but it sounds like that's exactly what he's referring to. Just like we're not permitted to have a goy do malacha for us on Shabbos, and there are a number of halachas that are relevant to this. Kihubir Shuseinu, assuming that he's doing it for myself, for the Jew. So too, he said there's a similar halacha not to permit a guy to let a guy work the land in the course of Shemitah. And also you have a fascinating comment in Ibn Ezra that clearly is based on the understanding of Shosar and Shabbos Hashem. The land has to rest. The land has to lie fallow. So therefore, if a non-Jew, in effect, is working the land, so the land is not fallow. And it's my land, so therefore, even as it says, that would be a violation of the pasuk v'shavas haaretz l'shabbos Hashem. Now, Kuk Zatzal, when he in Shabbat Haaretz in his sefer, so he points out, he doesn't see a problem that a non-Jew should work the ground for me, and if a non-Jew essentially works the ground, so Rav Kuk assumes that melachas d'rabbanan he'd be allowed to do, not melachas d'araisa. But his problem is, again, similar to the problem with Ibn Ezra, the different races over here, that he said the following, Rav Kook. B'shav Sarat Shabbos Hashem, he writes, it's a mitzvah klolis al klal yisrael. And as a person who's working the karka, working the land in the seventh year, now is he himself over on Naseh and Losaseh, but Rav Kook claims he's machshel all klal yisrael. Why you machshel all klal yisrael? Because now the pasuk, B'shav Sarat Shabbos Hashem, is going to be essentially repudiated. You're negating that pasuk. And the Lashon of Akuk, he writes, I couldn't find, and I have the same Shabbat Haaretz, I just couldn't find what I saw quoted by everyone. And so he contends that, in effect, Klal Yisrael being over on the Shabbos Haaretz, Shabbos Hashem, because the focus is the land should lie fallow, the land should remain, it should not be worked. And as I mentioned a moment ago, so the Achronim, again, are very strong and very speaking very emphatically and graphically, especially Rav Kook, probably more than all the other Achronim. And this is a major chiddush, at least to my mind, that all Klal Yisrael has to be concerned about Shmisas Haaretz Shekol Echad Ve'Echad. That would not normally be what I would think. I would assume it's a personal obligation. Each individual owns a piece of property. He should be obviously enjoined not to work and not to do anything on that property. But that I should be responsible for every other Jew. based on the pasuk b'shav sarat shavus Hashem as the din HaKal Yisrael. And our book goes on barichos to describe what we know, which is not a chiddush. That's already pesukim in Tanakh, pesukim in Chumash, that the Torah tells us we don't observe shmita. Os tirtzei haaretz hashab soser kol yimei hashama. We are ten berets oivetim. We're going to golus. We're going to be exiled. We don't observe shmita. To the ikim shvisa saaretz. So now a basis for this position of Cook is quoted by Cook himself. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Here the Gemara is directly below. First we'll read the Gemara itself, which is after the Rashi. So the Gemara actually, essentially, the Gemara discusses a very fascinating issue. We know there's a din that shvisas behemah, that there are actually two isurim with reference to Shabbos regarding a behemah. The Torah says, "Vosasek olacha asasek nevus ato bincha v'techa avdecha v'amosel v'techa." So the din is that an animal is not allowed to, your animal is not supposed to work on Shabbos. The animal belonging to a Jew. There's a famous, the Gemara has a story where an animal was sold to a non-Jew, but this animal was so accustomed to working for the Jew, so the animal did not work even for the Goy. And so the Goy had to call the former Balabai, the Jew, and he whispered into the ear of the animal, kind of read the animal, I guess, spoke Yiddish or spoke Shalach Kodesh, whatever language, or Aramaic perhaps even. And once he spoke to him and indicated that no longer am I employed, you're working now for the Goy, then the animal began to work. But that's one Issa. Then there's another Issa called Mechamer. It's a parak, the last parak of Shabbos, Misha Epshek, is devoted to an explication of that lav. Mechamer means that you use an animal as a plow, which is what they did. They didn't have combines, they didn't have machinery that we have, the technology we have today. So the animal began to plow the field, whatever you attach to him, etc., and doing other kinds of melacha. So that's what he's supposed to be. Now the question is this relevant to Shemitah? Is there a din of Shvisas Behema? Bishnas HaShemitah, which is also called Shabbos. So often you would say, of course not. The obligation of Shemitah is on the human being, is on the Jew. B'shav Sarah, Shabbos Hashem, Losizwa, Losizmar, Losiktsar, Losiktsar. The Gemara discusses now this question. So they look at the Gemara. The Tanam, B'shav Yomim, Vayim to Adam Parah, Chavesh Mishvitz, Submission and Shvitz. You're not supposed to sell a cow that does Chavisha. Obviously, the Shash is, you're selling a cow, and the Jew's going, another Jew is going to purchase the cow and use it for the purpose of plowing, which is awesome. Whether it's east of the eyes of that one, it's irrelevant, but it's awesome. How do you know that he's going to have to use it for the purpose of Havisha? Maybe he'll shaft it and use the animal for the purpose of eating its meat. On my rabba, me dummy. When it comes to the seventh year, there's no dinner. She says, Behema, the animal doesn't have to rest from doing work in the seventh year. Also, other mitzvah, she spent the Shabbos. But when it comes to Shabbos, that's a din. There are two Yisurah that I just mentioned to you. Only Abai, Bechalecha, the other mitzvah, also, just because I'm commanded automatically, it's also, I should say that the other mitzvah, she says, Sadeu, Mishmias. So Rashi comments over there, other mitzvah, she says, Sadeu, Shnash, Shabbos, and Yilares. The question is, what does Rashi mean? And as I said, this, what we're trying to show from this Gemara, if you look at the first Rashi, Rashi just explains the Gemara, the one, the very beginning of Zarah Tesla, on the base. Also, you should have been to the Akum, afraid he might be mashil his animal to a goy, Yom Malachim Shabbos. That's the issue of Shabbos. The goy of Malach, the simple Saska Malacha, the whole Ben Techa, the Ashna Ben Sassoli, and the Sude Al Shri Sasa. But it's clear from this Gemara that you see that undoubtedly a person is obligated not Shvisas. So Deum Mishvias, as Rashi writes here on the bottom. So for this Nisuach of Rashi, other Mitzvah Shvisa Sodeum. What does that sound like? That's Losh of the Gemara. Sounds like the field has to rest. It's a din on the field. That's the Mashmos. So you look at the Nechasinov on the next page. So Nechasinov actually, in the Mitzvah Kufu days, when he actually presents this Pasuk, so let's read first the Pinuch, and then we'll see the Nechasinov. The Pinuch writes, all of the work in the land has to cease on the seventh year. Shenema v'farsh v'apasit tishpas. V'bo'a peyur shal shona ashvias nema shenestavinu shal olasot v'klau v'avodas haaretz. You're not allowed to work the land. V'nichvul ha'mitzot v'zev yomim v'akamacher shna shavosan li'al haaretz v'psukim in parashat v'ah. V'chein v'shof sal haaretz shavos Hashem. V'kvar kosav v'kol inyonam. You all wrote this earlier. In the same case of Mitzvah, Ashir says, "Shutena Natasha, Shabbat the Tzavos of Hefke Peir Hashanah Zolako, the Avon P Shekalei Yom Kippur." So now look at the Nechasinoch, and he now discusses this question. Namely, the issue that we are raising, is this a din that applies to the individual, or does the din apply actually to the land, that the land has to rest? So the Chassidim comes to that maskana that it's a din on the land, that's halacha, sha'aris ishmos, which means that, let's say, during the course of Shemitah, chamisha ksiva is done through the instrumentality of a goy. So it's true that you didn't do chamisha ksiva, you yourself did not work the land, but the land was done, the labona was done like that, cherim. That's mafkia, the pasuk of Mishnah Sarah, Shabbos Hashem, that undoes the obligation that the land should rest. So you'll take a look here at the lashon of the Minchas Rina to the very beginning of the first sif. This, by the way, is the, thank God they put out Mechon Yushalayim. About 10 years ago, they put out the Minchas Rina. I used to spend my days, I'm just half joking and not half joking. So Minchas Rina, as you know, has many Rosh Hashanahs. I spent all my days trying to figure out the Rosh Hashanahs of Minchas Rina as opposed to learning it. That was like, I found to be a lot of fun, very challenging. And most of the time, I was not successful. And thank God they overfaneach everything. So they solved that problem. So now I actually have to learn Minchas Rina. So Baruch Hashem, they did me a favor also as far as Talmud Torah. Okay, that was, as I said, half joke and half serious. And so the beginning in Sif Aleph, he tells you, number one, what exactly the parameters are over here in terms of the Rambam, there's Naseh, there's a Losa Seh. And then in Beis, he writes the following, Veda, the Shvias B'Nechel Hamurim Shabbos V'Yomtov. We just refer to that Gemara, but the Gemara compares the two. The Shabbos V'Yomtov, Nika Isa, Allah Isa, Malach HaVatzma. Correct? If someone does Malach on Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Kala Isa, Malach HaVim HaShabbos, Mel Simas. How about they go? You work Shvus. Amir Lakum, if you do it to a non-Jew, that's an Isa Dava. Ach B'Shabbos, Yesh HaSeh, the Mem, Tot Zvich HaLishbos. And Shabbos is a Din Shvis of Behemah. And now I was going to get into a dinner I'm going to discuss momentarily. Let's say I lend my animal to a non-Jew, or I rent my animal to a non-Jew. On Shabbos, the animal has to rest. So the animal belongs to you, but it's mushal or muskar to a goy, to a non-Jew. It's rented or he borrows it, so the animal is still yours. So in fact, the animal that's working on Shabbos is your animal that's working. And that's awesome. The gozer akosin the mem to asur b'vlog v'chem the shamai machul the sham b'silah v'shisus kaden. We don't pass him like the shamai. He holds it even a kli as the rest on Shabbos. We pass him. There is no din of shisus kaden, and therefore, if you activate the kli before Shabbos on the clock, there's no problem. The makli also b'loch according to shamai over my vital masay acham b'lochos. You go to chavisha zuya over him most of the atzalay they go in over clock. So now he goes on to say, so let's say I do all these malachas to a non-Jew, chavisha, plowing, and zriya, sowing, and ktsira, and harvesting. Obviously, I'm not doing the work, it's being done through someone else. Was talking about my doing it. So he said very clearly that the mitzvah is on what? On the ground, on the land. The land has to rest. Just like my animal has to rest on Shabbos. The land has to rest on Shemitah. So if I rent out to a non-Jew or to another Jew in my field, a cloud, the most shvisas beim of the Shabbos, kachi shvisas karka b'shmitah. So he says very clearly and unqualifiedly, unconditionally, unreservedly that the mitzvah is not only on the gavra; the mitzvah is that the land should rest. And then he says, "Yimti advarim v'asim tachonim shas mefurishu." We quote the Gemara that I just referred you to, and says, "Svam v'beis haved zara." Kachi shvisas beim of the Shabbos. I mean, ain't nothing musa al shvisas beim to b'shvias. Amalei abaye. He's an animal, not obligated to rest on the 7th day. Says Abayim, "Are we still there? Don't the muzvah?" She says, "The day which is that the field, that person has to make sure that the field lies fallow." Mufurish didn't say, "Ain't holy." Bang Rashi shem pasad the shnasha basam yelores. He's the dike from the language of Rashi that we mentioned that it's a din on the land. So therefore, in came paladin the shis the end of logging of shis the day of shmita the imacher also the log of the day of over. Someone else does work on my field. That's a violation. Again, I'm asking the guy, "Mechadome, uksas tzarich iyan." So, my son, Rambam, did say before, Wow. How come the Rambam doesn't bring such a din? The Rambam does not mention such a halacha that the land has to rest. And the Rambam does not mention the halacha that if you do harisha tzira, you get goy, says mechasinoch. So too, you didn't work the land, b'shnas ha-shmita, but avodah yachem is mafkia b'shnas ha-aretz. So Rakuk, Zatzal is based on this Gemara. And Abu Zar, that's his father, based on the mechasinoch. But he goes a bit further, he extends it, and he contends that if someone, in effect, does not let the land lie fallow, someone else is working the land, that's mafkia, the mitzvah b'shnas ha-aretz, it applies to all Klal Yisrael. Zeh chidush de-gadol, b'fiyam yuzdaiti. But anyway, so you might, because in general, people ask, is that a halachic statement that the Torah is making, or is it a mashu rayoni, machshavti? It's a machshava. It's a very beautiful machshava. The fact that the land of Rakuk has a whole Akdama in the same Shabbat Ha'aretz, it's very beautiful, beautiful Akdama. He talks about, almost he's referring to communist societies that essentially they own everything. I'm talking about China, Russia, Mao Zedong, all these people, that they have this understanding that everything belongs to them. They are the Biden, the sole Biden. And so he writes about often there'll be a situation where you have many, many wealthy people who own enormous amounts of property, and then you have a very poor, you have a fair number of poor people. And the idea of Yobel, that's the expense of the Shabbat Tari, is to address it. To address that grievance, somehow to correct what seems to be an imbalance, a social imbalance. You're out over there, philosophical shikul tera, hidako, and I'll cook rice over there. But this chiddush, it has some basis, as you can see over here, on this gemara, the Abazar, and the Mechasina supports this chiddush. Now, the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha, so the Rambam is also found here. When the Rambam brings this halacha, I think I mentioned it, but I didn't. I didn't have it here. Okay, but the Rambam says he writes Shetzivanu Bishbeis Me'avedas Ha'aretz Mishnas Hashviyis. I think that's his lashon. That you have to rest from doing Avodah Neretz Yisrael in the seventh year, and he calls the pasuk Bechorish Rakos Tishbos, and he calls the pasuk Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Ha'aretz, and he writes that. I mean, again, from the Rambam's lashon, Bishbeis Me'avedas Ha'aretz. That sounds like a chayvas gavna. Does not sound like the way. Explaining in the Rashi and Abu Zara sounds like according to the Rambam, and that will explain why the Mechaschinoch asked the question. The Rambam does not mention his din. The answer is he doesn't agree with it. The Rambam does not subscribe to his din. He holds the mitzvah is on the gavra. It's not a din in the chetzah. It's not a din in the kaka of Eretz Yisrael. It's halach in the gavra. That's why the Rambam does not bring it. And that's what he writes in Shmitah, first halach, the Perakal halach. Lishbeis me'avedas ha'aretz, that you have to rest from doing work on the land, but it doesn't go on the karka, on the real estate. It goes actually on the goes on the person himself. Now it's interesting that the Rambam actually in the Koteret, if I'm not mistaken, before the halacha, he writes shetishbos ha'aretz b'shvius mimalakta. Now it sounds like that the mitzvah is on the land. The Rambam, as you know, has both in the halacha, he has the dinim, and then he has the Koteret, usually the introduction, the preamble. Asal Mishiv, Zatzal many times said that the Rambam in the Halacha is telling you the Maisa Mitzvah and the preamble, the Kiyuma Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Kiyumis. It's not always seems to be completely and totally in sync with the old Rambam's Rabbi Shatara. There are many exceptions. It was not clear with the Rambam, but as I said, according to Rav Kook, he understood that there's a very significant aspect of the Mitzvah that goes on the land, that goes on the Karka, and therefore his argument was that under those circumstances, we have to be exceptionally careful that not to mafkia the din of a shach sa'aretz. Okay, so now I'm going a bit further, and I want to discuss actually in this issue whether the ikar is on the ground or the ikar is on the gabra, or to put the ikar is on the ground, which I assume you also like that. So therefore, Rav Kook writes that if a person does malacha, even malachas da'avonah, if you do malachas da'avonah, namely what I mentioned earlier, the whole list of irrigating the land where it's done inappropriately, or we do other isurim d'avon, he holds yamavatel the mitzvah shvisa saras m'daraisa. It's a bittel of an asay d'araisa, even by doing malachas d'avon. He allows malachas d'avon to be done by a non-Jew, by a goy, but by a Jew, chas v'sholom, a Jew cannot do Malachas Rabbanan, certain Malachas Aisa, but even Malachas Rabbanan cannot be done. That's an undoing and the yating of the din of Shasar. So now, one of the questions that comes up, I want to look into a little bit, is people who live in a what's called a bayit mishutaf. They live in an apartment building. Many people live here in apartment buildings. And now there's a ginah, there's a garden downstairs. And obviously, there may be sometimes in the apartment building individuals who are not observant. Individuals who are Jewish but don't observe the halacha, or not necessarily observing of Shemitah. And they want to have that the garden should be, once again, just as in the course of the 6 years and the 7 years as well, the garden should be taken care of. And therefore, there's a gardener who's at work. I imagine a non-observant gardener who's at work doing, taking care of the property. So now the question is, what do I do? You have a share in that property. You're a homeowner in that apartment building, and that automatically means you have a share in the dinah in that garden. So now work is being done on Shemitah. And so I say, I'm not going to pay the bad bayit, or whatever the particular arrangement happens to be. You refuse to pay. Is there a way out of that issue? So this is a famous, famous discussion. And it's Logia first Hilchos Shabbos. That's on the next three pages. And the Mishnah Berurah, and this is a famous din. I want to just spend a little time with this, if you don't mind. Only because they're going to extrapolate from here to this din of Shemitah as well. In Reish Mem Vav, this is the halacha that's quoted. There are three pages in front of you. I'm not going to read all of it, but we'll try to read a good section, good chunks of it, and then extrapolate from here to the din of Shemitah. The halacha is that you're allowed to be mashil or maskir. If you have kelim on Shabbos, you're allowed to rent them out to a non-Jew. And even though he's going to do bracha on Shabbos, there's no deal. She says kelim. He just pointed it out. We don't pass like the Shammai. We pass like the Hillel. There's no deal. She says kelim. But please, does not address on Shabbos. We also activate kelim by Shalom Shabbat. We use the Shabbos clock and we activate kelim. I mentioned Fancy Datzal. I heard my Reverend Nisun Alper Datzal. Rav Moshe did not at all use the Shalom Shabbat. There were Shabbos clocks in his day as well. He did not use it. He felt this like Amir Lachman. He had a long tshuva about it. And therefore, what did he do in his house? Whatever lights had to be put on were left on the entire Shabbos. That was his position. Now, Rav Poskim do not agree with him. Avshalom Zalman and Rabbi Yashin and all the Poskim are making using the Shalom Shabbat as long as he activated before Shabbos. What's the problem? We don't hold like Rishamim that Pedro has to rest on Shabbos. We're against Jesus Caleb. So that's what the Machavi says. Yeah. And then he quotes via Shomrim, the Caleb shows a member of the Yom Machresh of the Yotziba, also last and then a Yudhi Bear Shabbos. If we're talking about a plow, a combine, that's going to be used to plow a field on Shabbos, Mishabura says we're talking about a Rechayim, Playum, that's what he writes here in Sipa and Beis. So the din is the Machavi says that that's not allowed to rent to a non Jew on Erev Shabbos. Friday you can't rent it in, but Thursday you can. Well, eventually it'll start Shabbos. It's about law. It's the famous thing. Valperi lanes. They say, I mentioned already a few times, that Talmid will make $50 an omid, and one actually lanes $100 an omid in the United States, not in the so. But so they can make $500-$600 on Shabbos. He's also a youth director. He can make $2,000 on Shabbos. He makes $100,000 a year just working on Shabbos. So how do they pay him? They said, Bahamah, because he has to prepare the landing before Shabbos. He's in a little town in Iowa. I don't even know where that is. But apparently there's a shul there in Orthodox synagogue. He lands there, he's the youth director, and then he learns the rest of the time. But he works for a living. Anyway, so here, now that takes Shabbos at Bahamah. So that's the first halacha, and then Ramon points out mutal ashelu yer Shabbos avagav she master sheni yehudi yasim ashelu. We don't say it's called serious. I continue. It says halacha beis aser the ashel shouldn't plead any yehudi b'shabbos. You can't be mashil b'sheila. A guy should borrow a kli for Shabbos. Afilu yer Shabbos. Some of hashecha don't shein shas otziyim bezal mezal shal mashil. They shall roar a summer she yisrael tzivah otziyim. So it looks like a marasayim kind of issue that the Mechavis is talking about. And even though the Mishabur said, we don't really have the Shasar Rabin, but Amir Lakim is a din de Rabbanan, and therefore Mishabur said that the city is surrounded by walls, then you'll be allowed to, and the non-Jew lives there, then you'll be allowed to lend him these kind of kelim, you don't do malach of it, but to go and sell it to him, or to be masked to him, because again, of this the Rabbanan issue. The Mechavis continues to give him. Also the Hashel, the Hashel, the Haskel, the Hashel, the Emtel, Ben Yehudi, I'm not allowed to rent or that let a non-Jew borrow an animal on Shabbos to do Malacha. Shalom and Tzimah, Shri Tzimah, Emtel, what we just mentioned, that's the Gemara of the Zohar. That the person is obligated to make sure that his animal rests on Shabbos. So therefore, you're in violation. That's the Pasuk of Aseres Adibras, L'man Yenuach, Shokha, L'cham, Arecha. And even though, again, we pass game when you master an animal, Sphira Sultanya, so the animal belongs to a Jew and is obligated on the animal resting on Shabbos. And some say, Mishnah Berurah calls that Sachumra. Anyway, whatever the case is, there is such a halacha. But the Ramah says, Yochel Askiro, the Hashiva, will ask the Shachzen, or go to Rosh Shabbos. You can go ahead and rent it, or let him borrow it as long as he returns it before Shabbos. Avalom Mahani, you must have many Yuli Shatullah for Shabbos, unless you make a deal with the non Jew. He's going to rest on Shabbos. Yehino Yehudi, he says, they're not, he's not believed. They don't name him. We don't believe him that he's necessarily going to make sure the animal rests on Shabbos. It's your animal. Then he goes further. You went ahead and he borrowed it or you rented it to him. And the deal was, he'll return to you before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. What should you do? What's the Eitzah? Yafkirena benodu benatzvo kodesh Shabbos. Make it hefker. So if you make it hefker, the Mishnah Berurah explains that then you're not mitzuve on the shvisas beima because it's not yours. You basically were mafker it. You made it hefker. Shekhtar of Kiva says the Mishnah Berurah test well. And even though hefker required mitnei shlosha, you need a bezin for hefker. That's all it did. Rabban midaisa afil benol benatzvo sagi. The offer he already rented it out. He already borrowed it. And the deal was he should return it before Shabbos, but he did not do so. So this is enough to prevent you from Isa Da'isa. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lachatchila, that's what one should do. Or at least be mafkir upon one person. That's considered to be minimalistic. And therefore, the reason why I mentioned this halacha, and Rabbi August goes on to say, if you want to be mafkir in front of three people, like after in general. But whatever the case is, this is an Eitzah to save you from the Isa Shvisas Be'ema. So now the Achrayim come along. And this already is mentioned by many, many Gdolei Achronim. Avshalom Zalman Oyebach mentioned this. Rabbi Eliashiv and his Shuvahs mentioned this. And all the Poskim are talking about this house that I'm talking about, Bayis Peshutov. We have an apartment building where people are living. And obviously everyone has a share in the Gina, a share in the garden. And now the question, someone, a non-observant gardener is doing work on the Shemitah here in the garden. And that's awesome. So what should I do? So the Achronim say, based on this Ramah, in Siman Resh Mem Hilchos Shabbos, this is the Eitzah. The Eitzah is to be mafkir, or in effect, not be mafkir, but that's one Eitzah, to be mafkir, your share, your chelek, somehow, and your chelek, your bailus in the Gina, you're being mafkir, you're making it hefskir. Now, there are a number of other Eitzahs. So, but this is an Eitzah that's mentioned by, also I saw the Rabbi Vagya Yosef Zatzal, and Yalkut Yosef also mentioned this Eitzah, and that he writes, Tafkir tachelik shalchal v'karka. Be mafkir yochelik of the karka. If you do so, so in effect, he based on this in Din Hilchos Shabbos, the Reish Lakish that we just read. And again, because otherwise you have a problem, or shvisas beima. And now by virtue of being mafkir, you're saving yourself from an Isa Daraisa in Hilchos Shabbos. And the question is, do I have to tell the other apartment diarib? Do I have to tell them the other day I'm buying the van? He said, no, there's no chiyuv to publicize this or to tell anyone else about this. And again, just like Rambam says, mafkia the Isra Shabbos, she says, Behema, I'll say, here also, you'll be mafkia from yourself, the Isra of the land being worked in the course of Shemitah. And this is something that I know in this neighborhood, Ramah Bechemish, that people do. People actually told me this is the Isra that they follow. I mean, Baruch Hashem, most of Ramah Bechemish seems to be people who are observed in Shemitah Torah Mitzvah, but are here and there. People are not, even though you may find it hard to believe, but I have dealt with these people in Dine Torah. That's why I get involved in the Chesha Mishpat Dine Torah for some reason. They don't get along with the neighbors, all kinds of reasons. But anyway, this is also a reason. But again, this is an Eitzah that once you go ahead, and the question of the Rabbi Shalom Zalman Oyebach, and maybe I'll discuss this next time because I see. Even though we still have a few minutes left, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach discussed this a number of times. Very fascinating question. And in the next page, I took this from Mecha Shlomo and Shvius. Yes, Chuvus Mecha Shlomo. and then he has just a separate sefer of the Yonim Shvius. The question is, Hamaskir Bayis, the sofer rents a house to someone, am I obligated to prevent the socher from working the gina during the 7th year? Because, again, the question is, the house is mine, and I was masking the house to him. He obviously has the right to use it. But the fact is that the socher is now doing acts of zriya and chadisha, and it would seem that the masker, the one who rented it to the renter, should in effect be telling him or be instructing him not to work the land in the course of the 7th year. So let's say he sees that the socher is chavish or zoreah, the one who rented it is doing chavisha, doing zriya, and the gin of the abayis. Now the question is the masker chayev? Is he going to be responsible for the fact that the socher is in effect not letting the land lie fallow as it should? Or somehow, does he have to prevent him? Or must he be mafkir somehow? The socher, we just saw in the din of Resh Ben Rav. So this is the subject of an enormous amount of discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim and in general what to do. So let's just maybe a little bit, we'll read from the Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch and page Pei Bov on the Mishnah Shlomo, very fascinating truth. He writes, someone else is working over the Sadeh, my owner. Kevin has given me a say the Shisa Karka, Yish the Sign, no, Masharif, Lachon, Lodman, and Abayan, Lodman, and I said the Shisa Sarah, Shayisol, Afil Akam, my son of the Sadeh, someone else doing work in my field. And my owner, Yalpim Hashem, the Gemara, posted his Gemara, and Abel Azar. The Gemara said, Dodd, the Sula Shisa Sadeh, which we signed to the Taisa Shekosu. If another Jew does malachas that are also on Shemitah in my field, so there's an Isla Daraisa, that's a normal here. The taste is really here at Midover. The Pashas Mashad Maskadasa, the Ika Isu Shmisa Sadeyim, Gam Sheacher also malacha Misadeyim. Someone else does work in my field, says, the taste is great, and that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman comes to the maskana. I'm violating an isa. Uma makam acher after the riyah sugisha. Sheish the farish riyah taste. The taste is itcha beifin acher. Now it could be that there's another interpretation of that taste is great. Ulamu chaklam in the reyam diko isa teira in roya sheacher ose velocha b'sadei. So I want to discuss this issue, but I'm not going to go quickly. It's important that we read this tshuva. And then I'll add to this and get Hashem. So hopefully, in the Shia tomorrow night, as Hashem is Barak, I'm going to discuss this matter a bit further and also cite several other poskim who weigh in on this issue because it's not completely one sided. Hashem Zalman himself indicates, and we'll have to see whether the other study regarding that. So I don't know if you want to hold on to these sheets, you may, just if you don't mind reading them tomorrow, if you're going to.